from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bases loaded, two out, second inning. And there's a shot into right center field. That's going to score at least two, maybe three. One run is in, two runs are in. It's a double for Isbell, and it's 2-0.
Love to hear it. You heard that last night on 96.5 The Fan FM, your home for Kansas City sports. That, the great sounds of Denny Matthews as Kyle Isbell knocked in a double, and that's really all they needed last night.
Felt like the game over moment at that point in time. That's not revisionist history. I saw Isbell do that. I'm like, this feels like the game is over. Like, it just did. Like, you just felt like they were going to go ahead and win that game. And look, they did. They won that game and took care of business, took 2 out of 3 from the Angels, get a kind of a decompressed day here to watch that final Chiefs preseason game. Mm-hmm. And then they get ready for the real season to begin. Just like the Chiefs have their final tune-up today, the Royals had their final tune-up before the real season begins tomorrow night against Philadelphia. Because as we've talked about now for a long, long time, Dusty, we've got ourselves now finally the beginning of that kind of that 3-week gauntlet that has been facing the Kansas City Royals that everybody's been talking about, where they're finally facing some legitimate major league teams that are all vying for the same thing that they're vying for, and we'll see how they stack up. These next 3 weeks for the Royals are going to be some exciting times.
So far, they've announced that it will be Waka open and then Lugo on Sunday. So you would assume
Waka Saturday is an open day. Marsh back up and pitches if you got that open day there.
Right.
You
know, I would assume it's probably Singer. I don't know why it just hasn't been announced yet, but it would probably at least in the rotation that it would go unless they're giving him a day, which I doubt when you have this riptide that our Royals insider Josh Vernier calls.
But you also have 14 games in 13 days, too. Right. So maybe you're looking for a way. And I don't know if this matters or not. But you're facing a National League team, you know, in the standings. Does that really matter? So maybe you give that off day. Maybe you call Marsh back up, put him, you know, as a spot start there. Maybe you just go with a bullpen type of outing in that game. But I would think you want to put your best foot forward in every game moving forward. But you also have to understand where guys are, what point of the season it is, and how much rest they need. This is where the managing of people, where Q's going to, you know, really have his job cut out for him, how he manages his players over these next 3 weeks as well to keep them fresh, to keep them healthy, to keep them ready to go down this stretch.
And then Michael Lorenzen, who joined Vern's show last night, I'm trying to figure out what I did with that, what he thought he's seen since he's been here. Because, again, remember, Lorenzen was an addition late to the season during the trade deadline. One thing that I think that are key for a playoff push, everybody's got to be bought in. And that obviously has happened, you know, pre-trade deadline. And then you have to be super infectious when it comes to the new guys that come in. And Lorenzen, with Vern last night on his postgame show, had this to say about what he's seen since he's been here.
I've been thinking about this a little bit, to be honest, because I've been just absolutely impressed by the guys in here. And every time we show up and I just see the results that we get, and I've really been thinking about it. And I would just say this team, winning is a skill, and this team has that skill. They do things that are really good, whether it's on offense, defense, or pitching. And it just always seems to be like they get the hit. We get the hits when you need them. And like I said, that's just a skill. They get fired up for each other. It's another thing that you see on really good teams is guys that are happy for other guys' successes. You know, we're all pulling for one another. We all want to win. No one is too cool for anyone on this team. I just think, and especially when you have two guys like Bobby and Salvi. It's just like the perfect combination of youth, of experience, of energy. It's just quality. And like I said, I've been absolutely impressed since I've been here.
Gotta love hearing that from a guy who's been here for about 4 days.
Yeah, right.
He's bought in. I think everybody else has bought in. The fan base clearly bought in. We've been, you know, I've been using the analogy of the cruise ship where you're going to have some rough patches. You're going to have places that you don't like that you have to stay, but you're only there for a short period of time. And now you gear up for the time. This is what we've been waiting for all season. This is, we got a little bit of an early kind of a gauntlet of a season in June. Didn't go as well as people might have wished it had gone, but now you don't really have a whole lot of baseball games left, and that's why this one's so much more significantly important, because as of right now, this could change in literally 8 hours. You're 2.5 out of the lead of the Central. If Cleveland loses today to the New York Yankees, which is a possibility,
sure.
Cleveland could then only have a 2-game lead between you and Minnesota, who are both tied as of right now, 2.5 out. In the second place spot in the division, also holding down the second spot in the wild card. But the Royals are 7-3 in their last 10 games. Manager of the Royals, Matt Cotrero, who joined us yesterday, still calm, cool, collected, the right guy in that sort of situation. But you get your next few series: Philly, Cleveland, Houston, Cleveland, Minnesota, Pittsburgh. The lineup is moving well. It's strong as of right now. And as you've been advocating for a while, it seems that you finally have your closer. And when you get closer to the playoff push, you want to find players that can be, you know, the stamp of approval, the guy that you can go out there and be like, this is it. And last night when they had the introductions for Irsig and he was coming out with the lights all glimmery and the music bumping and him just confident, cool stroke headed to the mound, 3 guys, 2 strikeouts, no hits, 1 inning, put your feet on the ottoman, light the cigar, and just enjoy the game, because this is a real conversation. The Chiefs play the Cincinnati Bengals week 2 of the season, and that's in, what, 3.5 weeks? The Royals could either be the number one seed in the AL and the AL Central Division leaders, or the way this gauntlet works out and the teams that you play and the matchups that can happen, you could be out of the playoffs, and that's how serious this riptide that Vern calls it of a stretch this is.
Well, and the playoffs begin now, right? Today's the last day of you know, summer break. The playoffs begin tomorrow for the Kansas City Royals. It's no longer a playoff race. It is the postseason, because these games are going to determine whether or not you get the opportunity to show up in October and be part of that party. And we all want to be invited to that party. So you got to take care of your business leading up to the party. You got to clean the house. You got to do everything you're supposed to do so mom and dad let you go to the party. This is where it starts for the Royals. And they've got an opportunity now over the next 3 weeks to make sure that they can assert themselves, that they do belong at this party. And if you go out there and you win these games over the next 3 weeks and you make a statement, that's when you start to get everybody else nationally believing in you. I still think there's a lot of people nationally think, okay, the Royals are a good team, but they're 12-1 against the White Sox, or they're 10-3 against the Tigers, or whatever the case may be. Now they get the opportunity to show it against the good competition. And especially when you're a new team and a young team and an on-the-scene team for the first time, people want to see you do it against the good competition before they crown you and before they say, hey, this is a good team. So these next 3 weeks are very big for the Royals from a perception standpoint and for the ability to make the playoffs. That's why I say the playoffs begin now. And you hear Lorenzen talk about winning is a skill, and he's right about that. You have to know how to win. And many people will tell you in sports, you have to learn how to win before you start to win. And I think the Royals have kind of combined both this year. They're learning how to win as they are winning. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's great. They're a little bit ahead of schedule. But now comes the real test. How are they going to handle Philly and New York and Cleveland and Minnesota and Cleveland and Houston and all of these teams that are above them in the standings and are perceived to be some of the best teams in baseball? How are the Royals going to handle that? Is the moment going to be too big? Are they going to try to do too much? And because the message I would say to them, just continue to do what you've been doing. There's no reason to do anything different just because the schedule says big name team here or first place team there. You go out and you continue to do what you've been doing, and everything is going to take care of itself. But these next 3 weeks, man, this is the postseason. This is what we've wanted, and this is what we're going to enjoy over the next 21 days.
Yeah, it's one of those things that at the beginning of the season you said just be competitive, and that's why I think expectations can change along the season. I think that's why people can kind of get their hopes a little high. That's why I think sometimes their hopes get crushed. The first gauntlet in June, not so well, and then of course the narrative has continued to be, can they beat the big teams in the big moments? And like we said, your best players shine when the lights get the brightest, and this is the a text that I think is great for this situation where it says, you know, our big three went 1-for-10 last night. Izzy, Renfro, Frazier, and MJ came through.
That's how you win games, yeah.
Sometimes your stars aren't going to be there, and you got to lean on your starting pitching, and some guy has to step up. Look at the Chiefs, for example. Take this out of context, though. Sometimes it's not going to be Patrick Mahomes who has, you know, 28 of 32 for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Travis Kelce has 8 catches for 110. Sometimes it's going to be Isaiah Pacheco runs the ball 15, 16 times, and you control the clock, and you have a different sort of win.
Or for an entire season, the defense limits opponents to under 24 points per game, right? Like we saw last year. That's the prime example of that. Last year, the offense wasn't anything great. They know that. That's why it's a revenge season for them.
Right.
The defense carried this team last year. Mm-hmm. They went out there and knew, all right, the offense, you know, isn't doing what we're used to. Kadarius Toney couldn't catch a cold. We've got to go out there. We've got to raise our level. And that's the sign of a good team. Okay, 1-for-10, the big three last night. What are we going to do? I don't know. You're going to do something. I'm going to step up. I'm going to step up, because just because it's not their night doesn't mean it can't be your night. And we did see that from the Royals last night, and that's very, very encouraging. So enjoy the off day today, everybody. Kind of catch your breath a little bit. Do whatever it is you got to get done today, because beginning tomorrow, the playoffs are here for the Royals, and then the regular season's here for the Kansas City Chiefs, and then sports gets really good in Kansas City.
You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Coming up, Bob Nix, football gods or Chiefs fans, and what's a hot take that I will, or you will, or Mac or Bob will die on until the end of time. You're going to hate me for mine, but that's okay. You don't have to worry about this guy moving forward if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, and again, it's your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
This is our Colts, this is our team, we bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Bengals, let's cook them and eat their stripes. This is our team, go Colts!
I don't know that I've ever eaten Bengal before, and that not, I don't know that I want to eat Bengal.
Is it gluten-free?
Yeah. I think it probably is. Okay. Yeah, right? I mean, it's so weird.
Mm.
Like, a lot of these songs that fans make for their teams are horribly awesome, and that's one of them. I just hope this continues each week.
Do you think people make fun of Red Kingdom?
No.
Okay.
No, that's a good song. This is not.
Yeah.
This is some guy in his mom's basement singing into Zoom.
Hey,
well, you're still there, right? Did you find anything yet? You got a new joint? You know?
No.
All right. I mean, apartment, place, or anything like that?
I got the first one, not the apartment.
Okay.
But,
yeah. Speaking of that, look at Mike McDaniel on TV right now. What's going on up there?
He's just living his best life.
I mean, have you seen the side by sides of him from like year one? Like, they go, he goes from Best Buy salesman to this guy.
Mm-hmm. Good for him. I dig it, man. Good for Mike McDaniel. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan FM. Sounds great. Listened to the Royals game last night on the way down to the Zach Bryan concert. Just sounded great.
It's awesome at FM. Yeah,
it's great. I hope you guys are all enjoying it.
A lot of people have asked me. They're like, you know, what's the difference? And I talked to a lot of the guys at the J about that. Shout out Romeo's tomorrow. I'll be there speaking to you at 11:30. I got some prizes for you I'm bringing. So there you go, Vic. And they're like, you know, the difference between FM. One of the guys like, I go to AM, then I switch back to FM, and then I hear it on FM after I've heard it on AM. It's really weird. I'm like, just go to 96.5. We're good.
That's
man.
Right.
Hang out at 96.5. Think about it this way. HD TV versus regular TV, right?
Yeah. Our voices sound much sexier in the new FM way, and that's nice to have on your way to work Thursday morning here, one more day, and then it's Friday, and we get to have fun on Friday, and then to go the weekend and enjoy. Going to be hot. Saturday equals pool day. But
I'm going to tell you, it's supposed to be almost 100 again this weekend.
Go,
good Lord.
Give me summer.
I mean, you get teased with this beautiful weather, and then you're going to give me 97 over the weekend? Woo!
No doubt about it. Bo Nix is your guy, Bob. He's going to – I think he is going to be the starter for Denver.
He was named yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday Sean Payton finally gave us the information that this is our guy, this is our team.
This is Bo Nix.
We love him. You're in on this guy.
I am in on this guy. Yeah, I think, you know, Justin Herbert's up in the air right now with the injury. I know he's back and all, but when you have an injury, so until he's fully healthy, which I assume he will be, he's obviously the second best quarterback in this division behind Patrick Mahomes, but maybe not. Maybe Bo Nix has an opportunity to be that second best quarterback in this division based on, you know, what takes place this year. I'm interested to see how he's going to be, and he's the first guy that is starting a game as the first round draft pick for the Broncos since John Elway did that back in, I don't know, 77 or whenever John Elway came onto the scene. So it's the first time Denver's had somebody do that. I was talking to Dan Israel last night. I was like, have the Chiefs ever had a first round draft pick start opening day? I don't know if Todd Blackledge did that back in the day. He would probably be the only one that could fall into that category of first round quarterbacks that started week one of their rookie season. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes didn't do that. Who the hell else was drafted in the first round by the Chiefs, you know, as a quarterback? So Bo Nix in rarefied air for the Denver Broncos. And I just think he's going to be good. Like, I think he's going to turn the team around from where it was. It can't be much worse than where it was with Russell Wilson. But, hey, if they get 7 or 8 wins this year, that's a big step forward for Denver. And if he goes for like 3,700 yards and 22 touchdowns and 10 picks, that's a good rookie year for a guy that I don't think a lot of folks outside of Denver maybe really have high expectations for.
Right. And then now we only have two teams left that have a starter to be named. That is New England and Pittsburgh.
Okay, yeah, and that tells you, man, they don't like anything that they have. I mean, we're going down to the final preseason game, and if you're Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, you haven't separated from each other yet. Not going so great there in Pittsburgh and New England. I mean, my goodness. I mean, if you can't get that situation figured out up there, Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, boy, that's going to be a long season. There's nothing worse than going into a season and not knowing what your quarterback situation is. Like, if you're a fan of the New England Patriots, okay to take the year off and watch the Celtics.
Both those teams probably won't be playoff teams. This might be one of the first years that Mike Tomlin is not successful as a head coach, but then again, it's got Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, and those two teams will both be losers, kind of like us, according to the text line from the 913.
Yeah, I'm responding to this jerk.
So this guy from the 913 back, I don't know if you've seen this.
I haven't.
With the
actually, you know what? I'm not going to respond on the text line.
I'll respond on air.
You can respond on air. Yeah,
feel free to call.
What
and
kind
let us
of person? Can you call in and weigh in on this guy? Because we want to hear from you because this guy's a jackass.
So this is how I always end our shows moving forward. I've done this for the whole week and last week. Do nice things for people. You never know; it could change their day, week, month, or year. Be kind. Stay safe. We love you. Text from the 913. Talking about the FM station. Just sidebar here.
Call this guy. Call his number right now.
No, don't do that, Mac. Let him call us or they call us. You two sound more annoying in FM. Tune into the show for 1 minute in the last year and nothing's changed.
Well, actually, a lot's changed.
You two are losers. Absolute losers. This show will not last long. That's our text on the text line. 913-586-7965. Feel free to call in. Let us know why you think we're losers. I love constructive criticism. I'd love to change your opinion. I'd like to teach you some manners, how to be nice. You know, you can have an opinion. You don't have to like the show, but thanks for listening.
Mac, dial him up and
don't
see.
Do it.
No, I love it because I love when these cowards text in.
Give him the stones to do it. Let him get the stones.
Come on, coward.
Do it.
Let's go. Yeah, and a lot has changed. We have a new co-host. His name is Dusty. Josh retired. A lot has changed. We're on FM. We're the home of the Royals. We're the home of the Chiefs. We're the home of K-State. We're the home of Mizzou. Like, I look at a text like that, and I feel bad for that guy, man. Like, you got nothing going on in your life, do you, man? You're such a loser that you're texting a radio show and you're texting in nastiness to a radio show. Like, I do feel bad for that guy because, Dusty, you think he's going anywhere on a Friday night with friends?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Maybe that's him. I don't know. I would love to hear.
He ain't gonna call in. Cowards don't call
There's
in.
Your side by side with McDaniel.
Yeah, there it is.
When you get the job and you know you're never gonna lose the job. you never know. You can't please everybody. Yeah. That's the one thing I've known in life. Haters gonna hate. Just a troll having a bad morning. I hope they're having a good morning after this, though. At least they got that off their chest. They got to be.
Does it make you feel better when you do something like that, though?
It makes me feel better. It lets me know that somebody is this our guy? No?
No, it's not him.
This is Josh. Go ahead, Josh. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy. Buddies, I guess. You guys entertain me all day. So to heck with all the other stuff.
What do you like best about the show?
Hey, I like it when Max starts laughing. That's what cracks me up.
He's got a good laugh. I do like it. That's outstanding. I love it.
That's my favorite part. I enjoy it. So
well, we appreciate it, Josh.
Thank you, man, Josh. Appreciate the phone call.
Everybody follow Josh. Our boss wants us to get you more involved with phone calls.
Right.
That's the line, 913-586-7965. I guarantee you this guy won't call the show.
No, because he's a coward.
Yeah, he says, you guys have haters. Good. That means you're doing it right. I think you guys are awesome. Love the new station and sound. Damn it, I got 5 test accidents. That was me sending that text. Oh, God. Oh, that's good, man. I love it. I love that. Yeah. Bring the ruckus. We got a playoff push to give you. Hey, fellas,
here's a good one. You guys may not, you guys may not always get to my text, but I love the morning show from 610 to 96.5. Another one. That guy sucks at his job, too. He needs to flip those burgers faster at the drive-thru. Yes, Mac has a great laugh.
I love it. Again, the text we respond to is from the 913. You two sound more annoying than FM. Tune into the show for 1 minute in the last year, and nothing's changed. You two are losers, absolute losers. This show will not last long.
We are losers.
You know what? One thing in life I've loved is to prove people wrong.
You know what? I also, man, like I listen and hear that text, and I read that text, and I'm thinking to myself, are you jealous?
Mm-hmm. Jealousy is just love disguised by hate.
A good one from the 816. He's probably mad that Dan Kilgore isn't practicing.
That's fair. A lot of F that guy. Can't please
a
everybody.
A lot. Yeah, we can't say that on. Can we say it on FM?
What, the F word?
Yeah.
Unless somebody complains. Don't say it.
Will anybody complain?
I don't know. This is our guy?
this is our guy?
Oh, this no, is. Okay, no. This is.
More
this
support.
This is Jake from Kansas City. Jake, go ahead and let it rip.
Hey, man. I just want to say to whoever that guy was, I've been listening since Nick Wright was on the show, Parkins, Hughley. I mean, there's so many legends. And Dusty, I call you Legend Likens, man. You have gotten me through some many nights. I've seen a lot of growth through this radio station. I'm proud of you guys for making it to FM side. You deserve every bit of this success. What you mean to Kansas City does not go unseen, and screw that guy, man. Have a great day. Love you guys.
That's funny.
Thank you for the call, Jake. Love you too. Yeah, you know, somebody says, you know, it's lonely at the top, boys.
Nah.
I love it. Somebody says that's Josh Klingler texting.
It's not.
Wow.
That's
funny.
That Richard was Josh, Long is my dad. Shout out Richard Long there on FM. Go. It's not your dad. You
Good
don't
morning.
Know Richard Long.
Please read my text. There you go, 816. We got you.
That was Josh on a burner phone.
That's funny. That sounds like Carrington texting in.
You wonder, like, everybody's got some things going on in their life, you know? Like, yeah. I was having one of those kind of those dad moments yesterday where, you know, you feel like you're in this alone. Like, what am I doing wrong? Why am I fighting with the kids? Why do they hate us right now? Like all that stuff. And you realize everybody's kind of going through that, and you know, we all have those rough moments in our lives, but
yeah,
to sit there and to text two people that you don't know and call us absolute losers and whatnot, I'll put my track record up against yours any day, pal. And if you want to go toe to toe with track record in this town, I'll kick your ass.
That's right. I just like to call people out, you know, stand on business, they say these days. If you want to stand on business, put your voice to the air and tell us why we're losers. We go to Kathleen in Bonner Springs. Are you at the Azura Amphitheater?
No, I'm on my, I'm in Kansas City, Kansas right now, heading to the vet with my dog.
Oh, everything all right?
Everything's okay. Yes, thanks. I just want to say I really enjoy your guys' show, and I've been listening since I heard Bob and that, when the Chiefs were really doing badly, that time when he went going on about he could be down in Lewisburg. I really enjoyed Bob's sense of humor.
Thank you.
I think the new guy, I'm sorry about names, but I think you guys are great.
It's Dusty. Yeah, he is great, Kathleen. He's done a really nice job.
I listen to you guys on the way to work, and I just really, really enjoy it.
Well, great. We appreciate it. Go have fun with your dog. I hope everything's okay, my dear.
Thank you. Okay.
Call us losers.
I can't read that text.
You want the top one? Yeah. That's hilarious. That's funny, man.
That's so good.
That's fun. God. You know what? Not everybody loves you, so you got to call out the good and the bad. But man, that's fantastic. That's great. No, yeah. Yeah, we'll take a few more calls. 913-586-7965. We're here for you.
I love when you guys text stuff that we can't read that we find humorous. And if you know what we're talking about, good. I'm glad. You texted it. Yeah.
That's right.
He said, guy say he listened and nothing has changed? It means he last listened when Kling was on, so something has changed. Yes, that's exactly part of the point, too, is that nothing's changed. Actually, a big thing has changed.
Yeah. Kind of big. Let's go to Philip in Blue Springs. Go ahead, Philip.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm new to your station because I couldn't get the AM dial to work on my radio. So this is a nice change. I appreciate you guys moving over.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you kind of being along for the ride and welcoming us into your car. I know how, you know, people are when they go to work. They got their routines and whatnot, and it's new for us being on the FM. And, hey, you're a great new listener that we picked up, and we love you, man. Thanks so much for being part of us.
May I ask an inside baseball question for you?
Sure.
What happened to the station that used to be here on this dial position?
Did they
move somewhere else?
Well, So the Church of Laszlo is now on 98.9 The Rock from 2 to 6.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Welcome to the FM dial, and thank you for broadcasting so I can hear you guys.
Yes, sir. You got it, my man. You can always check us out on the Odyssey app as well. You know, come in clear as a bell on the Odyssey app.
So thank you for the phone
appreciate
call,
Appreciate the
Philip.
Phone call. See, I like those kind of phone calls, right? Like, hey, here we go. I've never heard you guys before because you're on the FM.
You might think that we're just taking biased phone calls. We're not. We're just taking the phone calls that come in.
Yeah.
We go to Jonathan in Kansas City. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, man, I'm rolling in from Northland and switching over to 96.5 has been really good because it was kind of staticky up north. And I think Dusty has his Richard of the Week right there with that text message all here on the line, man.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks
could be
for the phone
Richard
call,
of the Week. Yeah.
I will say this. Football gods are something that we talk about in sports. Mm-hmm. That one guy needs to get with God. If you're going to text somebody about losers, praise be to you in the future. And I hope everything works out for you because I would never wish anything of, you know, something like that to you. But I hope that everything gets a little bit more cleared out. But football gods are Chiefs fans at times, or maybe they're not. But seriously, though, guys, when did you realize that maybe from the 90s to the early 2000s where you're like, oh, man, it never goes well for the Chiefs to where now it's like, you know what? We're fine. We got everything we need.
Yeah. Pro Football Network had a great tweet of the Chiefs yesterday. And it said, what was the play where you realized that the football gods were Chiefs fans? We'll start. And it was the flip pass to Jerick McKinnon in Denver, 2 years ago, that he went for like 50 yards for a touchdown. And everybody's like, okay, the gods are on their side. And so,
like a hook shot pass.
The hook shot to Jerick McKinnon, right? It's a great play, right? I want to know from you guys, when did you, I don't want to say realize, but when did you start to accept that the football gods were Chiefs fans? Because I know there are still some people who are like still cautious about this, like, oh my God, I can't buy it yet. It's going to end. La, right. La, 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 right. And I think what we're looking at right now for me is not a particular play where I realized that the gods were in our, on our side, but it was that comeback against Houston. And to me, that's when I realized, okay, this is an organization that clearly can do just about anything. And this is a quarterback who can do just about anything. And if we have to narrow it down to one play, it's the touchdown pass that Mahomes threw where it looked like he was over the line of scrimmage on like the 3 yard line, the Travis Kelce, when he was surrounded by five Texans. And after the game goes, Travis says, I didn't even know that I was going to be there, but Mahomes did. That's when you kind of realize they're all on the same page. So for me, that's kind of when I realized that the football gods had become Kansas City Chiefs fans.
I'd say it's one of two. The obvious in the room is the 13-second game. Right. That was the old school days where John Elway would rip your heart out and be like, how did he do that? He can't keep getting away with this, to give a Breaking Bad reference. And then the other one I would say for me was Jet Chip Wasp. Another one where, like, you know, your back's against the wall. What's going to happen? And maybe you can go before that, too. The 4th-and-9 play to Tyreek Hill, as we were talking about, you know, what's the best Patrick Mahomes passes. That's another one, too, that I would say, like, when that happened, it was like, you know what? That stuff never used to happen. Now, this isn't necessarily a shot at Alex Smith, but it was like, if you were down by 7 with a minute left, you're like, well, he's not going to get the ball down the field. It's going to have to be a short out throw. I have to get perfect. But it's like, the football gods came on your side when you got the perfect match that maybe not a lot of people talk about, because they'd say that Kelce and Mahomes are the perfect combination, the 1A, 1B, the battery mates. But you finally got, because how many times in your life as a Chiefs fan was it you get down the field and then a kicker would miss the field goal?
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Now you got the play where you got the biggest arm in the game and you got the biggest leg in the game. And that to me is like the planets or the gods have finally looked down at you and said, enough suffering. Now it's time to walk through the righteousness of the football world. And we've seen that in the last 6-7 years
yeah.
with the Chiefs.
I mean, so what was your moment? You can weigh in on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line, or if you like that other guy, you can call us losers and say the Chiefs haven't arrived yet. 913-586-7965 is the text line number. Tell us that play, that moment when you finally realized that the football gods were on our side. And I think we're going to see the football gods open wide up this year and make us even more on their side. I think it's going to be an unbelievable, unbelievable season for this organization. Somebody saying the left-handed pass from the 316. Mm-hmm. That's a really good moment right there. The funny thing about the left-handed pass was he's followed that up with so many more just impressive plays after that, right? Like, for most people, that would be their highlight.
That's like the pinnacle.
That's the first of Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's the first highlight that Patrick Mahomes has had. And quite frankly, every other one has gotten better.
Exactly. But that's a game that we don't win. You know, as Chiefs fans, we know that's a game at Denver, a good defense coming at you, about to get sacked. That game's over. We know that. We don't come back and win. You know, what was that, week three of his first season?
Week four.
Yeah, you're right.
Week four, I think it was. One or the other, right? It was right at the beginning of the season.
Monday night football, I think, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Somebody says, when I went through, that text should have been Richard of the Year, hands down, maybe.
Easily. Really, really good text from the 913. Mm. So Sphincter wants you to take calls, but he took away shouted out.
Somebody says, hey, Dusty, I'm pretty sure that hater was Mickey Morandini. Keep up the good work. Mickey Morandini with a fly ball to left field.
Great name. Great, great Denny name.
Mickey Morandini. Sounds like a dish that you get in an Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'll do the Morandini, extra tortellini.
That's what we used to say about that guy who coached the Raiders for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. Rich Bisaccia.
Rich Bisaccia. Yeah. Pit Boss Rich.
The Rich Bisaccia, please.
Going back on when you thought the football gods had existed into the Chiefs' kingdom, Dan Sorensen's fumble
what
touchback.
What a good one.
Ooh,
what
a great,
great
one.
Great text that one was, because Cleveland looked like they had it in for us that game. And Dan Sorensen, of all people.
The bomb,
coming up and making a play.
Every time, man.
The bomb to Watkins. Yeah. In the Tennessee championship game.
Watson, yes!
Speak to text. There you go.
There you go.
What about Henny's first down run or his pass to Tyreek? Another one.
Yeah, that's another good one,
Connolly's
too.
Connolly's touchdown against San Francisco when Mahomes did the whole like zigzag in the backfield. And it was like we were there at that game. And everybody in the press box stood up and started yelling because you're not supposed to do that in the press box.
That's why I don't go up there anymore.
Well, and it's just an all-day event.
Yeah. It's not fun up there. I got to sit in the stands, tailgate, have fun. Let's go.
Pat's first start at the end of the year against Denver just looked different.
Mm-hmm. That game against Denver was, that's a nice game. Great. It was fine. And then the following year when he had the soccer stadium show and then the game in Pittsburgh, you're like, oh my God, this is different. Then the game against San Francisco, that was week three. Then Denver was week four. They played three of their first four games on the road that year in Patrick Mahomes' first.
Jeez.
And they won all of them.
Mm-hmm.
From the 8-1-6, the Garoppolo overthrow to Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
Or you could say the hold that they had a Philadelphia game, Juju Smith-Schuster. Because then it was everybody was like, oh, yeah, the refs love the Chiefs. It used to always be the other way around. The Tyreek Hill catch on fourth down against Baltimore in Mahomes' second season. Yep.
Yeah.
You know one that I just thought of? The Tyreek Hill touchdown catch that didn't end up being a touchdown because he didn't think he caught it, but the ball came back into his breadbasket.
Against
like
Denver.
The football gods were like, no, it's getting the bounce right back in your hands. And we still didn't get that touchdown, but it was.
The last one. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, here's actually a funny one, which is not funny, but.
It's a funny ha-ha.
It's like mine is a little bit different from the 8-1-6. Think of the sheer odds of having a doctor on your offensive line telling Patrick not to move. Think about that.
Don't move, dude.
Don't move. Like that knee, don't move. What if you don't? I never even thought about that. I love
goosebumps.
That onion effect right there. You're peeling back the layers. If we didn't have that offensive lineman that was a doctor, maybe Patrick moves that knee and maybe something. That's wild, man.
That's crazy.
I'm in on that. I like that a lot. That's a good one.
I had no idea they had Dr. Alan Grant on their offensive line. His vision's based on movement. Don't move it. I can't see it. Shout out Jurassic Park. I don't think Max ever seen that movie.
Dressing? Yeah. Probably
not
once.
My thing.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Probably once.
All right. Well, we can get back into some hot takes that are left on the hill to die. But When we come back here on 96.5 The Fan with Fesco, Likens, and Maury, we get into a Get Off My Lawn segment that's got Bob Fesco written all over. I'm Dusty Likens. It's Bob Fesco. That's Mac Maury. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, we call this show Fesco and Dusty. Welcome. Damn glad to have you on a Thursday. Some might consider this the best day of the week, but others might consider tomorrow the best day of the week. Or Tuesday, depending on who you're talking to.
Depending on who you talk to. Thursday is the best day of the week. Tomorrow's Friday. You're kind of getting into the weekend. You usually have football on Thursday night during the season. You know, get you ready for the weekend.
Right.
I like Thursdays.
Chiefs and Bears tonight, 7:20. Why 7:20? I'm still trying to figure that out. That's just where my mind goes.
Well,
sometimes.
Because you do it's a way to sell commercials before the start. You know, you bring in, hi, I'm Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Let's go to break. Go to break. Come back. Blah, blah, blah. 7:20 kickoff. It's a way to work in more commercials, Dusty.
Marketing Fesco.
That's the way you do it.
He's a jack of all trades. Mac Maury, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco.
I am a marketing expert.
Say rolls. Get into some royal stuff here in the 9 o'clock hour, but I do want to bring this up with a stats are for losers is what you call this, the real Bill Belichick moment.
Yep.
Since then, the tweet has been deleted all because of you.
Well, I don't know if it's all because of me. I mean, it may be, but
this is our host. We love him.
Because it's bait, that's why.
Well, I mean, it's stupid. Like,
we're going to find some damn bait.
This ML football is like an aggregator on X, formerly Twitter, right? Like, you go and steal people's stuff and post it as your own. Yep. Is essentially kind of what this guy does. He gets called out a lot for that. Like, people are like, all right, enough of you, pal. Like that Dove or whatever, that climbing guy, that he gets called out a lot for being one of those stealers on X.
Dove, Dive, who gives a rip?
Yeah, right? It doesn't matter. So this guy posts yesterday that it's a picture of Garoppolo and Tom Brady. You talk about two hunks, right? Whew. And the caption is Jimmy Garoppolo actually has a better quarterback rating than Tom Brady. Okay.
Passer rating, but yes.
Yeah, passer rating than Tom Brady, whatever you want to call it, right? And the tweet has now since been deleted because I quote tweeted and I go, as Bill Belichick once said, stats are for losers. And this is why, you know, you don't look at stats, and stats are not just for losers, but they're also for non-entertaining talk show hosts as well. If you're leaning back and talking passer rating, you're not entertaining. And I know what stats say. It's why I'm not a believer in stats all the time, because I've got eyes, and you've got to give yourself the ability to have that eye test. Are you taking Jimmy Garoppolo over Tom Brady on any given Sunday, any day of the week, at any moment? Are you taking him just because he has a higher passer rating than Tom Brady did? Are you taking Jimmy Garoppolo? The answer to that question is no. And the people that are beholden to these stats just make my skin crawl, because there's so much more to sports than just the stats. There is a gray area. Is that guy a winner? Is he a good guy in the locker room? Does he make people around him better? Does he help the lineup out? Does he, you know, perform well in certain situations that you can't have a stat? Like, there are certain things out there you just can't put a numerical value on. And to even, like, sometimes stats give you information that you don't really want the answer to, you need to throw those away. Like this one here. Anybody who's putting anything about Jimmy Garoppolo versus Tom Brady and trying to say Garoppolo is better in any category is absolutely mind numb, because at no point in time has Jimmy Garoppolo ever been better than Tom Brady, and nobody's ever taking Jimmy Garoppolo unless it's in a bachelor auction.
Yes, stats sometimes can get a little misguided, right? Like, sometimes you get too into statistical things, you look too into maybe analytically, and sometimes Dan Orlovsky Maury has stuff to say.
Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in football. Okay. Now, let me be very clear with what I'm saying, okay? Chiefs fans, Patrick Mahomes, best player. He's the most talented player in the NFL, and he's the most dynamic weapon. Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in football. When it comes to quarterbacking, when it comes to understanding play calls, when it comes to understanding what you have to do with the football, when it comes to understanding what the defense is, when it comes to understanding pocket manipulation, when it comes to timing and rhythm and accuracy and ball play, Joe Burrow's the best. Mm-hmm. He's the standard right now. The consistency with what Joe does, and the way I'll say it is this, the fascinating part is all the stuff that Patrick, Josh Allen, Lamar, Jalen Hurts do, Guys, you can't do that stuff. That they're outliers when it comes to so much of their stuff. All the stuff that Joe does,
stuff.
You can, but he's the only one who does. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that fascinates me about Joe Burrow.
That was deep. He was cooking.
Yeah, cooking in the wrong kitchen.
Right.
Yeah, he was,
burning the food.
Yes, exactly.
Got the deep fryer a little too hot.
Right.
He's the if he's cooking, he's putting the frozen turkey into the deep fryer and blowing it up.
Don't do that. Just get your turkey at Smokehouse. You don't have to worry about any of that.
See what I did there?
Set you up. You did. It was nice, and I swatted that one right back at you. And we told my parents we're not going to go for Thanksgiving. My mother, not even like, oh, that's too bad. She goes, can we still get the turkeys? And I'm like, yeah, Josh will send you the turkeys. Just call him. He'll have the turkey shipped to New Jersey. You'll be fine. So, you know, stats are a tool, right? And they're in your toolbox and you can utilize them. But if you're beholden to stats, you're just evaluating the game the wrong way. The eye test is so much better than anything that stats can tell you, right? I don't know where Patrick Mahomes ranks compared to Joe Burrow, but I know when I put those two guys on the field, more often than not, Patrick Mahomes is probably going to come out on top. Patrick Mahomes is the guy that I want. And if you're telling me Jimmy Garoppolo versus Tom Brady, I'm taking Tom Brady every single time. I don't care if Tom Brady's 20 years older than Jimmy Garoppolo. He's the proven winning quarterback that has actually done it on the field. Jimmy Garoppolo has not.
It's kind of like your Mike Tomlin stats. His playoff records aren't that great, but he's one of the best coaches in football.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't won a playoff game in eight years. But still considered one
of the better coaches in football.
Yeah, I mean, look at what he's done. He's never had a losing season.
Fair.
Yeah, he's fine.
But hasn't had a winning postseason. But again, stats are stats.
He's got a Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a Super Bowl.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
No, I think anyone using one stat to blanket a take is just terrible. But there are stats that mean different things that can lead you to a good conclusion and help you learn more about a player or a team. I just think, taking passer rating over a whole career, because passer rating is just the amount of pass plays that would lean toward that. That's going to lean toward someone who's played 20 games versus 200. That's just taking your pass plays. That's not measuring down and distance. That's not measuring difficulty. That's not measuring the game. That's not measuring anything. So, yeah, it's just that post was bait. But stats are great.
Yeah, the stats aren't great, though.
I know, we disagree on this.
Yeah, it's just I don't find it entertaining. I don't feel like many sports fans that aren't on X or talking about the stats and all of that kind of stuff. Like when I sit down to watch a game, I don't care the numbers that players put up. I care about the result at the end. How do you win that game? And if you win that game and you have 127 yards passing, but you won that game, that's a win for me. I don't care what the numbers say. I don't care what the stats say. It's all about W's and L's. And that's it in my book. And you can find ways to win games. You can find ways to lose games as well. But more often than not, when you have good players and good coaching like the Chiefs have and like we're seeing with the Royals right now, like the Royals last night, we were talking about earlier, 1-for-10 from Salvi and Vinny and Bobby, and they won a ball game 3-0 last night. Like other guys stepped it up. That's what it's all about. Finding ways to win. Winners find ways to win, whether the stats are with them or not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of stats just when they're not outstretched where it's like, well, and you know, like remember the old 90s Royal stats under a full moon when it's after 8 o'clock, Billy Butler hits 300 with the man on second while wearing the white and blue jersey.
Exactly.
Like I don't need that stat, but I like stats that, you know, lean into or support the narrative that is the game.
And
like,
you can make stats say really anything you want too.
Yeah. It's like Derek Carr, Binkley's favorite stat. Derek Carr and temperatures under 40 degrees is like 1 in 10. Tua Tagovailoa can't play in cold weather. Mm-hmm. Well, when he had to come to Kansas City in the January weather, how'd he do? That's where a stat plays into it, not when it's, you know, an egregiated, you know.
Well, the Chiefs had, they never won in Florida. Like, there was that stat for a very long time that they never won in Florida, whether it was Tampa, Jacksonville, or Miami. They just didn't win games in Florida. And then, like, in 2005, that hurricane came in and they won down in Florida. It was like, oh, my God. Or was it Miami that never won in games below 40 degrees or something like that? You know, like, those are oddities. Doesn't mean it can't happen. Just hasn't, but doesn't mean it can't.
The playoff push continues, and why you should believe that your Royals team, if and when they do get into the playoffs, should be just fine. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, this is 96.5 The Fan, and you are listening to your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Missouri athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.